This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Are your irises rising out of the ground? And I don't mean floated out, as we talked about rainfall the other day. I mean they've been left alone for years and are now fighting for room. Generally, it's a good idea to divide your iris every 3 to 4 years. Dividing iris should be done 4 to 6 weeks after blooming, so sometime between July and early August. First, cut the foliage fan back to about 3 to 6 inches. This will help prevent water loss if that's an issue. Remove yellow or dead leaves, too. Dig up the rhizomes, those fatty tubers, and cut them with a sharp knife to about 3 or 4 inches long. If you see any mushy parts, throw them away. Don't compost them. You can trim the roots to about 2 inches. If you've had issues with fungal disease, treat your rhizomes with a fungicidal powder and replant. I would suggest rinsing your tools with a 10% bleach solution after each cut. To replant your iris, loosen the soil to about 8 to 10 inches. Even though irises are planted in a shallow hole, this will allow the roots an easier time to grow. Place the rhizome so that it barely sits under the soil. Firm the soil and then water it in. Don't mulch your iris. They need a dry period. To prevent heaving from frost and thaws, only mulch after the ground has frozen. If you have no need to divide your irises, then leave the plant alone until a hard frost. At that time, you can cut back the foliage. However, do remove any yellowed or dead leaves. Check out gardenbite.com for more info. I also have some gorgeous pictures on my website of new introductions. Stout Gardens in Oklahoma offers 25 new varieties alone. Feng Shui is a cheerful yellow tall bearded iris that's a standout. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.